just intimately, but awkwardly, sprawled out in bed, my lover said, wouldn't this bit be better if one of us had Lego limbs? Initially I thought, what splendidly sensible sentiments, and intimated my approval by tenderly kissing the forehead, crushing my left breast. It was a combination of the pain felt by my breast tissue and the weight dealt upon my breastplate why I welcomed thoughts concerning the issue. I cast my mind back to times when I had playfully plucked arms, legs, and even heads of Lego beings. Indeed, if one of us resembled those childhood friends, ascertaining an agreeable sleep-filled position would cause less problems. But before my lips could curl to concur, I flashed back to the intimacy gained when playing the you move your leg an inch, I'll move my knee, a smidge game. For it's not until your lover's elbow has prodded your eye, or you've heard the no babe, you're not squashing me lie, or you bequeath to the bed at least three locks of hair lost in the battle of I'm an individual, get me out of here. It's not until then that you can even begin to comprehend the groove. The groove being the sui generis position meticulously negotiated only between you two, like the resolution to a chess game. It could take many, many, or just a few moves, but like the best match game, neither party will ever lose. So again, I intimate my approval of your statement by tenderly kissing the forehead, crushing my left breast, and I think, yes, maybe this bit would be best if one of us had detachable Lego limbs, but for my sins with you on this cold, warm night, I would rather wrestle endlessly, and neither one of us gain even a wink of sleep. Because by the time the sun rises to breach your makeshift blinds, I will have fallen for you another 100 times.